This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I might swerve in that corner, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on tight, cause I'm tweaking it, telling.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni.
You're weak, you're out of control, and you become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
And Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I want to see LiAngelo do the halftime show on Sunday.
Isn't he performing this weekend?
I'm pretty sure he is.
I think Saturday.
Crank the sun up. It's got this Nelly feel to it.
Early 2000s.
God, it's great. Stop saying that. Well, it makes me feel old. This early 2000s.
Well, that's what it
like.
That
it was
the
like
style.
Centuries ago.
I am saying that with a term of endearment. Joe.
No.
I'm also getting older.
It's
like that was back when I was a kid. So it's okay. You know, there's levels to millennials. You're the older millennial. I'm the younger millennial. So it's okay.
You can find me in St. Louis.
By the way, don't forget at some point in this segment, we will prompt you to call in with a keyword. I gave it out last segment, and you will win a spot in the knockout tournament if you are caller number one. Got to be 18 and from California. Make sure you are locked in and have that keyword ready. Also, we were just talking to this guy out there. He's fired up about it. It's Evan Giddings. I like how it says whoever typed this out. Evan and Giddings. Was that you, Joe Shasky?
No, I would have said Evan Grandy.
Evan Grandy and Mark Giddings. Yeah, that's what you said. But it's Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy. We'll be broadcasting live tonight from the Amador Club from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. It's 85 Cigar Night, a party thrown by Chad Ochocinco and Terrell Owens, T.O. Other celebrities on hand include Dusty Baker, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullen, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson, and many more.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
Brought to you by the Celebrity Pickleball Bash. Tickets to this weekend's events, go to celebritypickleballbash.com.
I gotta hear that. I'm sorry, Joe. Play that again.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
That was when he was talking to Mitch Richmond, and he did that. We play that drop
so much.
You play that drop so many times, you actually start saying it that way. Like, it was the same with the AJ Anunoby drop that Steiny said, not OG Anunoby, but you say AJ Anunoby so many times that you'd start saying it that way. Rich Mitchin, not Mitch.
Like Audi Rushman.
Audi Rushman, exactly. Ute Juice. Kyle Juszczyk. There you go. So go check out Evan Giddings and Mark Grady tonight. They're going to be crushing. Valentine's Day, two single guys at a party like that?
No.
I hope they can just get on air.
He should like start moving away from Steiny as fast as possible.
Dead
because
mother Evan.
When I think of who would be the saltiest on a Valentine's Day of All-Star Weekend in our town, Steiny somehow is at the top of the list.
He was crushing that like bagel, egg, and cheese, though. He's in a great mood.
That tells
mood.
Me he had a lot of fun last night.
888-957-9570. Having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun today. We got Bonte joining us here in about 25 minutes. Bonte Hill in studio to break down everything happening this weekend. Bonte is going to be like the actual king of the Bay Area this weekend.
Oh.
He's going to be doing a lot of shaking hands, kissing babies, this, that, and the other, right?
I don't know. Is he?
I assume so. This is his home, baby.
I guess. I wouldn't know. We'll have to ask him.
Okay, we'll do that. And by the way, we were just asking Anthony Slater last segment. The one word used to describe this Golden State Warriors season. I actually already forgot it. What did Anthony Slater say? Does anyone remember?
Ever evolving.
Ever evolving. That's right.
There's a hyphen in there.
He's the hyphen in there. He's a writer. He covers the team. He can do that. Ever evolving, Joe Shasky.
Journalists.
This Golden State Warriors team. Yes. And he's one of the best at covering the squad. Ever evolving. And they're 3-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. Can they sustain this going forward? A week from now, they're going to be playing the Kings. Then they got the Mavericks on Andre Iguodala's retirement ceremony. That's going to be next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday at 12:30. That's going to be a lot of fun. Ever evolving. I said chaotic. You said surging/Lombard Street. So that's three words now, really. I think where Warriors fans are finally, though, I think the overarching theme is going to be optimism. There's some sort of optimism about this team that wasn't there maybe even a week ago, because you didn't know what you had.
No, it was a week ago we were on, like, you know, medication watch.
Oh, wow.
I didn't want to go more, you know.
Tylenol, Advil? Yeah. You don't want to go heavier than that.
I mean, it's called what it is. I mean, I'm asking you if I'm able to, you know, send vape pens to Hawaii or not on my way over here.
That. We were getting Pete's coffee earlier. He's like, Spinelli, can I ask you something about smuggling things into Hawaii? It's like, I didn't do any of that.
Is weed legal in Hawaii? I'm asking for a friend.
I believe it is, but you
That friend is my brother.
But
I'm throwing him
They
under
make
the bus.
You fill out this form whenever you go to Hawaii about, like, you can't bring certain, like agriculture, like seeds and stuff. They're worried about fruit, like vegetables. It's very odd. They made me, that was the first time I've ever been to Hawaii.
The question is weed legal in Hawaii?
It is illegal for recreational use.
It's illegal?
Really?
Well, there you go. The more you know. Do you have like a card though? Or are you?
No, I'm just asking.
No, do you have a medical card? Do you need?
What
like
would I need a medical card for in California? It's legal.
Yeah, but I think there's like tax purposes and different things you can get if you actually have like a medicinal card with it. No, I don't partake anymore, Joe Shasky. All right,
I don't either.
That.
I watch those who do.
As you asked about me in Pete's Coffee, 888-957-9570. Mike Dunleavy on yesterday.
Get Tyler Miller. Book Tyler Miller. I'm sure he will be our expert.
Slide into the DMs, Tyler. Mike Dunleavy.
Put the bat signal out for him.
On yesterday. With Steiny and Goo.
You know he's got like a full binder of what goes where and how to get it and where it's legal and where it's not. Yes, like absolutely.
Like a binder of like all the different cards.
If he's you like an expert.
Yeah, if you had like Magic the Gathering
like the
or
Rain
like Pokemon.
Of this kind of information.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm totally like just...
No, let's go to David.
You gotta remember, I'm out of here for a little while after this, so like my ADD's already kicked in and I'm in mail-it-in mode.
Great. For another hour and a half left in the show. It's great to hear.
You learned this about me, Spadone.
Yeah, I've already... Well, it's not like I haven't been working with you for years.
Bonte's listening to this right now and be like, oh, do I turn around?
David and
Sam... He's stuck in traffic. Who are we kidding?
Maybe he's down with David and Sam.
Oh, he's got an escort.
David.
Police escort.
David, what's going on, man? We call Spadone Jasky. King's Court.
Hey, morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing great. Happy Valentine's Day, Dave.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's always weird with, you know, getting presents on Valentine's Day, at least for me. It always feels good giving it the other way, though, to the lady. But, Shasky, I just came back from Hawaii, Shasky,
okay.
I can fill you in, man.
All right, what is it?
All right, so weed is illegal, but you could have up to 3.5 grams of them, basically just throw it away. So I had a couple, went over there for some reason. People still do vacuum seal, but if you're taking the pen, just take a new one, take a new cartridge, throw it in your non-carry-on, and you'll be fine.
There you go. The more you know. David, I thought he had something on Jimmy Butler, but that's fine.
The man is an expert. By the way, you put the weed bat signal out, and at 95.7 the game, people come flying in. I love it. That took 6 seconds. We had someone on hold in seconds.
David,
by the way, the text line is like a slot machine right now with all these weed experts.
Hey, we got a lot of... Well, where's our guy, Turtle Pie?
By the way, this is for my brother, not for me. I'm throwing Deli Boy on
him. I was going to say, God, I've already...
311.
I've already heard all the stories at the funeral when you threw him over under the bus. Now you're doing it on air. What are you doing to your brother? Cut him some slack.
No,
little brother?
He knows I love him.
There you go. 888-957-9570. As I was trying to tease or play, Mike Dunleavy, very huge trade. I don't know if you know this, Joe Shasky. One of the biggest trade in Golden State Warriors era. I don't know, the last 10 years or so, it feels like. Jimmy Butler, how did this all go down? And what kind of player is he, Mike?
I don't know if there's any added pressure. It just felt like watching the team this season, I felt like something needed to be done. And I felt like we needed to add talent. So making that happen is not easy. You heard about this stuff this summer. It's hard to make deals. It's hard to acquire high-end players. So to be able to get a player of Jimmy's caliber, you know, we're really fortunate that guy's available at all. And then to be able to get a deal done, to have the assets to do that, the matching salary and all that. So, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a sense of relief. I think maybe just in general with the deadline passing, kind of move on to basketball here, focus on our team, watch some college basketball, get ready for the draft. That stuff sort of shifts. And it's nice to have the trade stuff stuff behind us.
All I keep thinking is, like, if this guy pulls off one championship, like one championship, he will be remembered. I'm talking about Dunleavy.
Oh, sure.
If you find a way to win one title at the end here, that might be more difficult than any of the other titles that they've had to pull off.
Well, it'll be the bonus chip as we get Nick Friedell in the studio next week. As you're going to Hawaii, we'll have cousin Nick Friedell.
Bonte is going to be in his chariot coming in right now, and I'm telling you, he's going to be furious that you said the bonus championship.
That's so true, though. It would be one, though, right? Like, no one expects this Warriors team to win a title
Mike
here.
Mike Dunleavy, of all people, being the one to do it. Like, Mike Dunleavy, the player, being able to find a way to weave through the tapestry of all of the crazy contracts and age and ego and all that. And if you found a way to win one more title, could you imagine how beloved he'd be? Well, and I know we're a long way from that. I sound absurd.
Well, no. That would be on the likes of a Barry Zito. What he was able to do in his final stint as a Giant. How hated was Mike Dunleavy as a player, Joe Shasky? I just can ask you right now. How disliked was he? Some of it might have been unfair.
Mike, I like Mike, so I have a hard time saying. Like, no, I'm talking about the person.
As a player, I'm going out by the fan base.
And I'm telling you, like, I feel bad saying this. The fan base booed him every time he touched the ball.
Wow.
At the end.
That's insane.
Fair or not, like they did, and he was always very classy. He could have easily just screw you guys, but no, he's way classier than that. And honestly, I think he would have been a hell of a lot better in this era. Like, I do, because I think he actually had really good ball skills. He had a good floor game. He just didn't live up to the billing of being the number three overall pick. We thought we were getting Yao Ming. It's not his fault. Like, it isn't his fault. And it honestly isn't. In the same way I look at Solomon Thomas, but Dunleavy was better at his sport than Solomon Thomas ever was.
No, it's a good point. And so,
but if he comes back to here and wins a title, like, oh my God.
No, it's one of the all-time stories in redemption arc. Absolutely. Going from Oakland and then moving to San Francisco. He actually kind of talked about that, how, you know, the organization then and what it is now, he looks at it as two different parts of his life, like just two completely different parts and two different franchises almost for him. Because when Joe Lacob took it over, then when he started working with Bob Myers, when he started becoming an executive, everything sort of shifted. It kind of coincided with the move over here. They win a title. Bob steps down. And now we're seeing this, and we finally have a path as a fan base to go down with Lacob, with Dunleavy, with Kerr. Everyone is all in sync now. Shout out Justin Timberlake. And we're all going on this path together. And there's clarity now. And it's exciting. And they're 3-1. And they're heading to the All-Star break. And you have this new sense of optimism. And, you know, the line of communication and how that works. And being all in it. I was going to do another reference. You're not going to get this one. It's a Disney Channel reference. We're all in this together. High School Musical. Shout out Zac Efron. Yeah, you didn't like that one.
Well, I was going to go San Francisco Giants a couple years ago. We're in this thing together.
Well, they stole.
Together we are giant.
Terrible slogan.
But
together you're boring.
There's nothing like it.
Would you agree that the Miami Heat, as an organization, for the most part, they're together. They're on the same page, always.
Yeah, but as of the last month or two, again, I told you I've been monitoring Miami. Yes, overall, I agree with you. Recently, they are criticizing all of Spoelstra's coaching decisions and Pat Riley and everything. Like, they are a scorned lover with the Jimmy thing.
Give me the organization right now where you look at top to bottom. They are in sync about what they want to do going forward. You can say
the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sure.
Perfect. Just using them as an example.
Perfect,
it's
right
probably
there.
Probably the best run business in sports currently.
Communication from the owner to the general manager to the head coach to the staff is seamless, and it was on full display from start to finish this season. That is what the Warriors are right now, I believe. Same mindset with Joe Lacob. He wants to win. Mike Dunleavy, he wants to win. They want to play meaningful games. That's what Stephen Curry, that's what his message was. Meaningful games. Steve Kerr, that's what he wants. Dunleavy spoke about that yesterday and why the line of communication is so important with the players.
Yeah, I mean, I have great communication with those guys, whether it's leading up to the deadline or free agency or really throughout the year on different stuff going on with our team. So that kind of is what it is. Those guys, I value their opinion just like I value people on my staff or coaching staff opinions, ownership opinions. So I'm the type of person that kind of takes everything in, wants to listen to people, hear what they have to say, and then make a good, sound decision.
And speaking of those decisions, I want to hear what Mike had to say, Shasky, on what those last 48 hours of the deadline were like. Like, we were talking about on air. You thought you were getting Kevin Durant. You thought you were getting no one. You thought at the very least you were getting Nikola Vucevic. You thought everything was going in your mind right there. You were ready to freak out. We were ready to crush Dunleavy and Draymond specifically because everyone felt like he was the holdup of Kevin Durant not coming back here. You were crushing Jimmy Butler when I brought him up because you're like, no, I don't want Jimmy. I want KD. I'm all in there. Then he did the pivot. Don't panic. I was in on Jimmy Butler all the whole time. This, that, and the other. Mike Dunleavy on those last 48 hours of the deadline.
Yeah, it's madness. It's pretty crazy. I mean, frankly, for me, the 10 days before was pretty busy and wild. But narrowing it down to those last 48 hours when we were able to secure the deal with Jimmy, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of stuff put out there. And for me, just, you know, just try and keep the blinders on and stay focused on making a deal. I felt like for this team, we knew what we needed. We needed to make a move. And you don't want to just make a move to make a move, but knowing those two things, if we had to get better and it would feel good to make a move, there was a lot of pressure and necessity to do that. So it was a lot going on, but I feel like we got what we needed to do done. And it was exciting. It went from, you know, a little nerve-wracking and maybe a little, just stuff was up in the air, to having the certainty of getting a player like Jimmy felt great.
There's the sounder. Be the first caller to call in with the keyword 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652 with the keyword, and you will win a spot in our knockout contest at Chase Center Monday, March 3rd. Must be 18 and a California resident. Next time to win will be at noon with Steiny and Gujo. Shasky, your thoughts on that?
On what? The contest or on?
Not the contest. What Mike Dunleavy just said.
Okay, good, because I'm ready to respond to that.
Please.
You were asking me what was it like, right, for Dunleavy leading up to it. So I'm imagining some sort of a scenario where Joe Lacob is Sosa, like Scarface. Why are you smiling?
It always goes back to Scarface.
It always does.
There you go.
Right? So he is at a palatial estate somewhere, just like overlooking the whole thing.
Sure.
Okay, calm as hell.
Where is he? Columbia, right?
Or, yes.
Yeah, okay.
A Colombian overlord.
Yes.
But then I envision a battered Mike Dunleavy who is being set up to fail, right? Because it's when you take on this job, let's call it what it is, the chances of succeeding with the contracts, the ages, everything, it's so hard to maintain success. So it's like getting set up the way Scarface got set up when he went to the Ocean Beach Hotel. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the other Colombians that were there that I was trying to, you know, kill them and take their money.
Absolutely.
With a chainsaw. So
here's what the phone call might have sounded like. If Mike Dunleavy, you know, ended up with Jimmy Butler and he's calling back over to, you know, in this one it's Frank, but let's imagine that it's Sosa, who would be Joe Lacob. I got Jimmy Butler. What? You got Jimmy Butler? Yeah, I got Jimmy Butler, thinking that nothing was going to happen. And I got the yayo, meaning I kept all my picks. Like, it's the best of all worlds. We didn't give up the money. We didn't give up the picks. Like, oh, yeah, here, you want this 13th overall pick, this 17th overall pick? Fine. We got the better player. We got Jimmy Butler. And he's bloodied and he's battered and he's calling from a payphone and he's happy. So, and he's also mad and he's ready to win.
So is Jimmy Butler, who was it? Who was the wife? Kay? What was Michelle Pfeiffer? What was her name?
I don't remember her
Kay
name.
Kay is Godfather. Hold on. Michelle.
Yeah, Kay is Godfather.
Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I don't remember
Scarface.
Her name.
Elvira.
That's right.
Elvira, right? Elvira. Elvira. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Is that Jimmy Butler in this case? The prize that was won? Doesn't end well. Does not end well, but...
Some would say that's the way to go out.
Really?
Yeah,
the Scarface death is the way to go out.
You've got an
I'd rather it be the Tony Soprano fade to blackness.
No, let me defend the ending first.
Oh my god!
You take out a zillion dudes with an M16. You're getting shot up, and you're just like screaming and yelling. The world is yours. You're in your own freaking estate. If you're gonna go out on top, dude. I want to live to be 100. I've talked about this.
I mean, his sister died. He killed his best friend. But other than that, he was high on cocaine and killed everyone else.
Look, as I reflect on life, you know.
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
If I have to live like in a bed for, you know, like 10 years or 15 years, like that's not the way to go out. I want to go out on top.
No one would.
Right?
Yes.
No one wants to go out. So if you're going to go out in your Scarface, you might as well go out that way. You don't even see it coming.
Okay, so you're likening Mike Dunleavy to Scarface right now. He's going all in. This is it.
But I wouldn't kill Manolo either.
No, well, that was, I mean.
Manolo's the best character.
I mean, Manolo coming back in Breaking Bad, too, is Don Eladio.
Small guy. Tony, let me in! Let me in! As he's banging, it's like, you know you're getting blown up.
Absolutely. Yeah, the fact that I was watching that movie and I was like 7 or 8 in hindsight is wild. I don't know what my parents let me get away with when I was younger. Like, I was watching that, and then I was watching Monday Night Raw up until like 10 o'clock at night. They'd been having like lingerie and child custody batches. I was like, what was Vince McMahon thinking? Well, I watched
Razor Ramon basically was like a knockoff Scarface.
It was insane.
God, Scarface is the best.
Knockout winner, Joe Shasky. Jordan Brugioni. Oh, we got the Paisan. Let's go. A.K.A. that Eagles fan who came to the station for breakfast that one time last year. He qualified at the spot for the knockout tournament. So not only did his Eagles win this past week, win a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl within the last decade, he's now going to have a chance to win the knockout tournament Monday, March 3rd.
What's your favorite scene in Scarface now? Now I have to ask.
What's my favorite scene?
Hey, what? Big shot. Huh?
No.
You want to make some big bucks?
The one that everyone... No. The one that gets everyone always is when Omar is found out to be a rat, and they're showing him... They give him the binoculars, Tony. They have Omar in the helicopter with the guy that ends up killing Tony at the very end. They got the sunglasses.
Yes.
And then they
the
show him.
The silent assassin.
Right? So that's F. Murray Abraham. Salieri, for those of you who watched Amadeus, he plays that character as well. Or the latest season of White Lotus, he's the grandpa on that one who's trying to get after
season it. Season 3 coming out in a couple weeks.
He's so great.
I know, I can't wait for the new season, by the way, of White Lotus coming out here.
Really hoping the White Lotus stuff happens to us on our vacation.
There's so much baked into that, I'm not going to open up.
I know.
But I actually know exactly what you're saying.
There's so much stuff in there.
I had to let it breathe for a second.
A lot of things. A lot of lotuses.
A tremendous amount.
So that's your favorite part?
That's my favorite part because Tony has to... I never trusted that man, okay?
So good.
I never trusted him.
That's so good.
Eating the lemon beforehand and drinking the water or whatever and not even cleaning his hands. That's what you're supposed to do with it. Hilarious.
God, I love Tony.
That's my all-time favorite scene.
He's so good.
And then the chainsaw one sticks with you when you see that at eight years old. Right?
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
It's Come on, Pelican.
That's a classic.
That's a drop. We have that in there. Or when him and Manolo are obviously at the beach and they're trying to like hit on women and Manolo's just making a fool of himself.
Oh, dude, the tongue.
It's just like a lizard.
God, it's so good.
Don't talk about
that. I think my favorite, I don't know, like when he kills Frank, it's so good.
Yeah.
And he basically has the phone call. You know, that's great. But I love, like, I'm going to call my lawyer. He's the best damn lawyer in Miami.
Right.
And by tomorrow morning, you are going to be working for me. I don't know why. I love that scene where I'm counting dollar bills.
Frank Lopez, Robert Loggia, all-time character there where he's wearing the Star of David too or whatever.
So
yeah, he's so good. The machismo in that movie is next level.
Actually,
almost made me wish I grew up in the 80s just for the suits that they wore in there.
Well,
because they were so fly. The collars.
It's the collars.
Miami, it's the bright colors. It's next level.
Now that I think about it, the best scene of all time is after he shoots the guy in the car, okay, because he doesn't want to hurt any of the kids or the women.
That's Salamanca from Breaking Bad.
Exactly.
Hector.
And he basically cusses him out. It's just such an impactful scene. When he goes back to the house and he slams the big box of cocaine down and he calls Sosa, he goes, "You want to go to war?" And he's like freaking out. That's me on a nightly basis watching my teams.
You want to go to war?
Tell me that's not how I watch sports.
No, it absolutely is. The greatest spoof on that was South Park doing the Eric Cartman
in the KFC.
It's one of the all-time spoofs I've ever seen.
He's snorting chicken skin. It's so good.
In the gravy, he sticks his pinky in to taste the quality. And he's like, this is Boston Market. This isn't KFC.
Hey, Boston Market had a moment in time, though.
It did, right?
I'm not going to lie.
I'm not mad at
Boston. That was the healthy fast food option.
Healthy, right? That's what Panera Bread is now. And then you look at all the calories. And now they have like this charged lemonade, which like people are like overdosing from. It's insane.
I love Scarface.
I think that was our Scarface segment of the day. I'm mad at it. We got Bonte Hill joining us here in about 5 minutes. 888-957-9570. The one word you would use to describe this Warriors season so far is what? Mike Dunleavy. The playoffs begin now for Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now where we stand, I mean, we've kind of talked about it as the playoffs begin now. Every night matters.
Yeah.
Last night was just a huge, you know, it felt like losing game 5 on the road in a playoff series is really what it felt like. So that's how it's going to be for the next, you know, 28, 30 games, however many we have left. Every night matters. I mean, these standings are so tight. Usually every night you're playing not only playing the standings, but you may be playing a tiebreaker. Last night was a tiebreaker game for us against the Mavericks, you know, and these games are counting double. So I would hope, everybody understands that, feels it, the players, the coaches. I mean, we got to be in playoff mode. That's the situation we put ourselves in right now with kicking some of these games throughout the year, which have been really, really disappointing. But, you know, if you like the playoffs, might as well get it started early.
Woo! And they just had a big win against a playoff team, a team that's going to be in the playoffs. The Houston Rockets were the fourth seed in the West right now. Talking about the West. And the Rockets are reeling. They're 3-7 in the last 10. Is that a team that could fall a little bit in the standings? You got the Lakers at 5. You got the Clippers at 6. Wolves, Mavericks, Kings, Warriors rounding out the top 10 in the Western Conference.
Go back a couple years. Remember when Spida was on the Utah Jazz?
Yes.
Did anyone take that team serious for the playoffs?
No. They knew Donovan Mitchell would be cool, like of really course. Good, because that's what he does in the playoffs. He's Spider. He's sick. But no one took him seriously.
I'm not trying to crush Houston, but I just think they're a year away. I don't think that they're a contender this year.
No. Like if they were playing like right now, the 4-5 matchup would be Rockets Lakers. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Lakers. Come on. I think America's taking.
Right,
the Lakers.
You're taking them like in five.
We're rooting against them, but yeah, we're taking.
You're taking them in 5 or 6, probably. Probably.
I think 4 or 5.
You think you think they could sweep exactly.
Luka and LeBron in a 7-game series?
Right. Well, they're not gonna play a lick of defense, but yeah,
they don't need to.
Well, Ime Udoka might fight LeBron at halftime in some of those games, but
I have Udoka as my power rank number 1 in all of sports.
Ooh.
And number 2 is Dan Campbell.
I was gonna say, I think
coaches who I wouldn't wanna like coaches, if they did like a Royal Rumble of coaches, I think Ime is number 1.
I think Bobby Sala might be in there too. That guy, yeah, I do not want to mess with Rob Sala.
Yeah. He's got a nice smile and Ime.
He has kind eyes, Rob Sala, I'll say that. Very handsome man.
I think he's a guy who's also liable to hug you.
Yes.
Ime, I don't think hugs anyone.
Well, we know he hugged some people. That's why he got, you know, fired from his job in Boston. But
totally forgot.
Don't want to get into that.
Handshake has got to crush people's souls.
Oh, well, speaking of like the hardest handshakes that's ever happened, I'm trying to think of people that like broke my hand when I shook their hands. Because there's been some athletes that have done it to me where it's just like, wow.
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, right. Where it's just, well, what? What?
That, Adrian Peterson would apparently shake people's hands.
He'd break them?
Well, he'd like purposefully try to over the top manly. Okay.
Well, because some people do that where it's like a power play,
yes.
Right? Like shout hockey, you're trying to do
that
a power
move. That happens a lot in CYO games where you like the game's over and the other coach is whatever, you know, bitter, frustrated, angry, and they'll come in really aggressive and hard.
Jim Harbaugh
and it's like, what are you doing?
Well, I'll say this, a handshake, you got to be firm. But not overly aggressive. I think that tells a lot about how a person is emotionally a little bit. If it's too careless, carefree, either you don't care, you're an easygoing guy, you can read into these things, Joe Shassy. Kind of like you and your astrology, you read into it too much. Yeah, that's what you do with handshakes. You have a nice handshake, right?
I mean, I hope.
You hope?
My dad would be disappointed if I didn't.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HG1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I don't think I've read it all today, and I'm going to be in trouble right now. Our Slam Dunk Vegas contest is going on, Joe Shassy. Slam Dunk in Vegas. Check this out. Someone's going to win travel and accommodations for 4. That's a winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas and $20,000. That's right, $20,000. You'll be staying at Circa, the premier sports viewing destination in downtown Las Vegas. Circa also has the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball championship. Winning is so easy. Winning is so easy that Bonte can do it, right? Just download the free Odyssey app now. Log in and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. This is a national contest. Download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. Bonte Hill joining us, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop, as Bonte joins us every single Friday at 9 o'clock at this time. Back-to-back in studio, Bonte Hill. How we doing, man? Happy Valentine's Day.
Man, that guy sounds like a pro, Shasky. Listen to that guy driving the bus, man. Damn, Spadoni. Damn, you sound good.
You know, I could tell you were in the building because I could hear screaming through the plexiglass and everything else.
That's good. I was just getting my Joe Shasky on. That's all that was.
Getting my takes ready to roll.
Takes are ready to roll, baby. What's up, boys? Jimmy Butler's in the building.
Jimmy.
Look at this guy so happy,
Jimmy.
I know.
We're so
Jim,
fired up.
I wanted him the whole time.
No, yeah, I know you did. Same here.
I said it was a good move.
All right, listen, last Friday when I came in, I heard a couple shows before. Shasky's on to Kevin Durant. But you know what's crazy? Mully kind of looked at me funny for
how
saying this.
How incredible I am at radio?
No. We didn't say that. We said, boy, thank God you're off that show. No.
I see Mully. He was cheating on us. I was not happy.
Oh, with TNT?
Yeah.
No, that was planned. He had to do that. No, we like that. We like that. Get that TNT love.
With Papa.
Oh, I have nothing to do with that.
You tell him
considering you guys are my side chick now, that's I got nothing to do with
Shout
that. That wouldn't happen if I was around. I'm just gonna say I didn't know that was going down. Okay. The whole TNT. I got my run TNT fixed, by the way, on television.
Was Mitch Richmond in the building?
Did you hear Guru? No.
Can you play the Rich?
Rich Mitchman?
So he's asking the great Rich Mitchman.
He's in the chat, too, all the time, Rich Mitchman. He's in the chat.
They were on the set the other day. They were a lot of fun.
How
Rising
about
Stars
this
Challenge.
Team in the final 5 minutes yesterday? Pods with a gorgeous, like, little lefty in the lane. I thought it was one of his best games of the year.
Pods is playing well.
Pods playing really well. Averaging 14, 5, and 6.
Since he's returned from injury.
Yes.
There you go.
After the 11-game absence. He's been awesome. And then I'm looking at, like, what they did in the half court, and it's not just Steph save us. It's, hey, we're going to throw to Jimmy at the top of the key. We're going to run a high pick and roll. We're going to throw it to Draymond at the block. We're going to run split action. Yep. We're going to have Curry come off ball, and Jimmy's going to set the screen. They're able to do, and I hate using this word in sports, but the multiplicity now to score with 5 minutes to go, I think goes through the roof. Look, the Dallas loss sucked. I get it. But I was telling Joe, they need to play in as many of these 5 minute or less games as possible to kind of figure out how to close games.
No doubt. I mean, the split action they ran on the 3-point line yesterday with the spacing late in the game where Jimmy Butler backdoor cuts and he's wide open on the layup there. That was a split action that it wasn't your normal split action. So what you're saying here is they're unpredictable now in the half court. It's not, hey, Steph, run motion, read and react, try to get open and get a shot. Jimmy Butler in the mid post, and I was arguing with this with Monty yesterday on the Dubs Talk podcast. He believes that Jimmy, JK, Draymond, they're not going to play a lot of minutes together. And I disagree with that.
Why?
I disagree with that because they're three, because of the spacing issues, right? Offensively, the way I look at it is, these are three of your four best players. And Kuminga can learn by just playing the dunker spot on the other side while Jimmy is maintaining the mid block, mid post, Draymond either on the wing, in the corner. I think you have to play those guys together to figure out over the next 27 games, how can I get the best out of that lineup? Because the best version of the Warriors this season is with Draymond Green at the small ball five. It is what it is.
He was JK, dynamic Wednesday night.
Every time I hear from Sasky during a Warrior game, it's around the same time.
Well, he was great
defensively. It's either a Draymond missed. What is Draymond doing? Draymond get out of the game. And I'm like, oh, Sasky's alive.
He was great defensively in the final, whatever, 3 minutes of that Dallas game.
Had the three
but
yesterday.
They missed Kuminga's on-ball defense. And
well,
it's driving.
Isn't that the key to the season? Yes. The loss of Andrew Wiggins. Look, Jimmy's a better overall player, and I love Wiggs. And Jimmy gives his team a different look at getting to the free throw line. Hell, they got to the free throw line, 27, 28 times yesterday? Shot 89% from the free throw line. All of a sudden, they're getting to the charity stripe. Steph went 9 times last night, made 8 of them. But Jimmy in that mid post gives the Warriors a different look. A guy who could post up and actually look at the basket and score.
Best back to the basket Warrior since Bogut?
Since KD.
I don't consider KD back to the
he's
basket.
He's so unique. We were talking about that, too.
He's kind of in his own realm, if that makes sense.
John Livingston.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bogut would like have his back to the basket and pass it out.
Yeah. I think it's the aggression, too, of Jimmy. He's 230. I think we underrate just how strong and big he actually is. He has 30 pounds on Wiggins. Wiggins listen at 200. Jimmy's listen at 230. Like, there is a difference there.
Yeah, the strength.
And you were talking about it with those four eventually on the court together. It's not like you have great options for spacing outside of those guys. Like, what are we doing? Buddy Hield, and God love him. I'm not here to crush him. I think we've done that too much. Guy
Buddy's
Santos, Pat Spencer, Quentin Post. Like, again, we talked about it, Bonte. I'm sure you're in agreement here. Like, the closing five, what we want, Draymond, Jimmy, Curry, Moody, Kuminga at the end of games, I feel like would be the one. And ideally, that's what you would want. Draymond's five.
I don't know about Moody. Moody's playing well.
Playing very well.
Double figures, 13 of his last 15. Going to the rack, finishing. But it's his footwork on defense. It's the reason why he plays a four.
Out
on the perimeter, yeah. He doesn't have the foot speed.
They close out too hard.
Although he did a good job against Jalen Green yesterday. Jalen Green has been awful against the Warriors this year. He's been off. Like, he shoots his worst against the Warriors this season. He's just he's got all-star numbers. I think he's a good player. But the Warriors have figured him out. We'll get to that in a second. But Moody in that closing five, the reason why I'll push back on that, and you're probably going to see a lot more GP2, maybe even more Brendan Pajewski guarded his ass off yesterday. I wonder where the fans are at with Brendan Pajewski right now, because Brendan Pajewski's being more decisive. He's shooting nearly 40 from three since he's returned. He's been playing, but Moody's foot speed, I think you agree with me, Shasky, on the perimeter, he doesn't have the foot speed to stay with elite guards. So I think if you do go Kuminga, Butler, Draymond, where does that leave Moody? Because right now they want Moody guarding those stretch fours, those stretch fives. I don't think he has the foot speed to guard a guard. So that's where Kuminga comes in at the point of attack to try to guard the SGAs, the Kyries, the Lucas of the world. Because that's what it's going to come down to, Shasky.
The thing that bugs me on this team is that when you close out to a shooter, you got to close out low, right? Because you want to stay in a defensive stance so that if that guy pump fakes and tries to dribble, you're at least standing your ground. Too many times they're jumping out at non-shooters who have no business shooting threes, and you kind of want shooting threes, and they come closing out either way too hard or they're jumping, and I'm like, dog, he's going right around you. Moody does that. I think he struggles to recover.
Foot speed.
Steph's done that. Buddy Hield. The thing with that, I was telling Joe, and it was driving me nuts, on these high pick and rolls, okay? If I watch Buddy just take the switch and GP2 switch so easily, what are we doing? Stop switching. Stop switching. Fight through. And you saw Jimmy late in the Wednesday night game against Kyrie. He was like, he jumped over the screen and was like, no, we're not switching. Yeah. I got Kyrie. I want to see more of that. Like, GP2, you're out on the floor for a reason. Stop passively giving up the switch and allowing Buddy to get basically eaten alive.
But that's what they coach, though. That's what the Warriors have kind of done. Yeah, no doubt. But that's the Warriors, and that's what they've been doing for over a decade now. They've kind of brought that to the league, switching everything, having guys who could play multiple positions.
But that's a huge mismatch.
There's no doubt about that. There's at times you got to not switch it. But look, defensively, they're going to need to buckle down at the point of attack, man, because that's three guards. There's one concern as the Warriors are 3-1 with Jimmy Butler. It's Coby White. It's Damian Lillard, it's Kyrie Irving, and there's going to be the guards over and over and
especially
over again.
Especially in the West.
Especially in the West, we're going to get 2 feet in the paint, Spadoni.
Bonta Hill in studio with us every single Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been so fun. I mean, you couldn't have asked for
buzzing.
I mean, we've been talking about this morning, like, yeah, it's Valentine's Day, whatever.
No, but All-Star Weekend. It's All-Star.
No, I'm saying there's so much happening right now. Obviously, it's Payday Friday, first and foremost, for your boy. Right, it's been great. But there's a buzz here. The sun is coming out a little bit. This atmospheric river is dissipating. The city looks and feels crisp right now, Bonta Hill. There's all the celebrities around here. We've got the celebrity all-star game today. Jerry Rice versus Barry Bonds. We got the celebrity pickleball bash event happening this weekend. Your boy Molly and Festus are going to be part of that. We have so much happening in the Bay Area this week. And it kicks off something that's going to be taking place here the next 2 years. We got all-star game this weekend. We got the Super Bowl next year. And we got World Cup. Bonta, so much is going to be happening here in the Bay Area. And obviously the World Cup is the entire United States and North America, because Canada, Mexico is also involved. But Levi Stadium is going to be popping. Chase Center is going to be popping. Are you feeling the buzz right now in the city? I'm sure you're going to be doing a bunch of stuff this weekend. We're talking about the king in his chariot. Did you have horses pulling you up to the building this morning?
I almost did. Police escort, man.
Oh, wow. You got the barricades out there.
Yeah, no doubt. I was like, I'm leaving the house at 8:30. What's up, man? Get me through this traffic on a Friday morning. No, it is buzzing. When you say Levi Stadium buzzing, I looked at Chasky. Maybe things around Levi's may be buzzing. Well, we'll
see. I did run into Al Guido the other day.
Hold on.
I got to talk.
We did a head nod.
His daughter
plays for St. Francis.
Just a little head nod.
So he was at the SI St. Francis game.
Did you say what's up?
The unofficial head nod.
He saw Dunleavy earlier last week, too.
Oh, yeah. Did you say what's up to him?
Well, Dunleavy was scouting LJ, you know, like pregame warm-ups, you know. Got to make that 5U team. That's a joke.
No, it's not.
He's leading feet.
No, the city is buzzing. No, it was fun last night. I actually, you know, Stayed up a little late past my bedtime. Fezzy had a fundraiser, which was a lot of cool.
Nice.
They had a little party at Treasure Island. Shoe Palace, shout out to Shoe Palace. Shout out to 1985. They're doing some things. I told them to call you, man, because there's some things going on tomorrow at 1985 Gallery. But All-Star Weekend buzzing. It is fun. Like, I started to get the itch last night with Katie and company in town, and you see all the banners around the signage.
They've got powder for that.
Yeah, they do. So, I'm not going to touch that.
We talked to 10 minutes of Scarface last segment. Yeah, let's let you know what we're talking about right now.
It's a Friday.
I'm going to Hawaii Monday.
He literally said we're mailing it in, and it was 8:30 when it was
on. He does that sometimes, though. He admits to mailing it in.
The show for months on end, you know? It's like,
The morning mail-in, man.
You have an hour and a half left. Can you give me another hour?
Can you give me something? You run out of material? Here, I got some material for you. Brock Purdy, is he better than any of the four quarterbacks we saw in the conference championships? And I do want to get your thoughts on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts looked good.
He played great. The Eagles are a problem.
I know we were talking Warriors, but the Eagles, they're set up to crush the league again next season. They are. Well, it broke my heart to see how dominant they were. And it proves over and over, fans, that if you don't have an offensive line, that you don't have wide receivers who can break open, that you can't block at the point of attack, you're not going to win big games.
No, it's a good point. And I want to say this, and we'll get back to the Warriors, because we haven't had your takes on the Super Bowl. Obviously, it's the NBA just dominating the last 2 weeks of this, and that Super Bowl being a stinker didn't help the league, although they had 126 million people watching it, so it didn't really matter. We can get your thoughts on the halftime show if you want, Bonte. Get his thoughts. I don't care about any halftime show. I'm just going to keep it a buck. It is what it is.
But that's the point. It's not for you.
Hold on. Patrick Mahomes has stunk in the Super Bowl. Can we just, real quick?
Wait a minute. Kid, New York Kitty, I just saw something here.
What?
It's Fedoni telling Shasky to hold on, and Shasky didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
Whoa. Where was the respect for me for 5 years?
Oh, my God. And it goes back to Bonte.
By the way, Bonte Hill,
NBC Sports Bay Area host.
Gosh, I wish that would have worked with me. Shasky, hold on. No, Bonte. Where's the respect?
I told you I'm mailing it in.
Gosh.
I need to get this in there because the Big Boss Man, we got to make sure we plug this. NBC Sports Bay Area host of Warriors pre- and post-game, Bonte Hill. We got to hammer that. NBC, I'm hammering it for you.
Got to hammer it.
Bonte Hill, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line.
Bonte Hill. I'm in front of Oracle Park, and I got to say, I'm really looking forward to that Wilmer Flores at bat and Lamont Wade Jr. leading off.
Willie Adames, hey.
I'm trying to get excited about the Giants, but right now, you know, don't do it to me. I read something about Lamont Wade Jr. the other day. How he made that leading off.
Bryce Aldridge not going to play this year in the bigs.
Lamont gets on base, and somebody was like, I think it was Jeff Young on Twitter. He had this whole thread on Lamont Wade Jr. Spinotti, and he started discussing. Goes, well, he's one of the slowest players in the league, so batting him leadoff really isn't that advantageous. And I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, Giants baseball. Can we get a run from the Warriors?
Don't be a stranger this year. Come on by.
Five hits to get him home from second.
Oh my God.
I mean, what are we doing? I thought Brandon Belt was one of the slowest players I've ever seen. I mean, Lamont.
Is Radio Bonte going to struggle?
Doing
on
television?
TV, talking Giants.
No, you'll
I'm
be
actually
fine.
Excited about the Giants.
Look,
I know how to dress it up with the best of them.
Material, and you'll
be
fine.
Oh my God, garlic fries and baseball guys. Check
I will
it out.
Steal the material.
There you
I'm going to listen every show because love it to throw some nuggets in there. I'll just start jotting them down.
Real
nobody
quick.
Would know.
Super Bowl Sunday, Bonte. We'll get back to the Warriors here in a second.
When you
before the Super Bowl even happened, you got the notification on your phone from Adam Schefter. Debo requesting a trade.
Oh yeah.
What did you think when you saw that Sunday morning when you woke up?
Well. It's been in the works, and I think he has his eyes set on Tampa Bay. Wow. Little birdie told me that to look out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is back in November, which was strange. I'm like, why would Tampa Bay want him? But apparently Debo has his eyes set on them. And just, you know what? It's time. It's time to move on from Debo Samuel. I mean, the self-awareness from some of these players sometimes, I just kind of laugh. And Debo Samuel, coming off of that season, and we know about the Juno Chop or whatever we call it, the Tabor Pepper, just straight up karate kidded him in the neck. And then the lock-in, and then you're tweeting, you know, I'm not getting the ball enough. It's not me, it's them. It's just time. And then, you know, walking around with an Eagles jersey or radio row.
What was that?
Just, I mean, Debo Samuel played himself out of being an all-time Niner.
Mm.
He's now in a Crabtree tier of 49ers.
He's better than Crabtree, but I hear
better
you.
Better than Crabtree, but he's in that tier. He's not in the tier with John Taylor, Jerry Rice, and T.O., that's for sure. And he's had all-time moments with the 49ers, but there's been too many inconsistencies, and you know what? It's time to move on. But I just thought, damn, Devo, you're going to exit meetings, and then you're putting it out there, and now you're tweeting even more? Now you kill the Niners' value. Whatever. I mean, it's been real, Debo. No heart, no ill will.
It just
thank
sucks
you for the memories.
How much it's going to cost them?
Oh, it's going to cost them a lot.
I mean, that's the part that really sucks. I mean, like, who knows where IU? Because Spadoni's suggesting. Oh, you know, Davante Adams. I'm out on all Diva wide receivers.
Yeah,
I'm out on all of them for this team. The way they want to play football, I'm out on.
I'll give you a name right now. As Bonte just mentioned, Tampa Bay wanted to get him. What about Chris Godwin on a proven deal? Would you take Chris Godwin at 28 years old, coming off an injury, but he's been Super Bowl champion,
well,
he's been very good.
Coming off
I would
injuries.
Rather get linemen. Like, if you're going to spend money in free agency, linemen are the way to go.
I don't feel great about Juwan Jennings being my number one receiver heading into the next
I don't think
year,
anyone
though.
Does, but they run the ball. Like, the number one most important
player
Christian
on McCaffrey,
offense
I mean, you know, he's going to be healthy. So there's a lot baked into this, obviously.
I think what we learned, especially for Philadelphia, and I was trying to explain this all season long. Look, I get it. They invested in their wide receivers, and A.J. Brown could be a headache. Those wide receiver divas.
He's angry up 17.
He's angry all the time,
I mean, literally checking the coach.
But think about it. They added Saquon Barkley, and this is what concerned me about Philly all year, which is why I love when Christian McCaffrey came aboard to the 49ers. You go 8 in the box trying to snuff out Saquon Barkley, which the Kansas City Chiefs did. Well, I got Devontae, who's a top 20 wide receiver. I got A.J. Brown, who's a top 10 wide receiver, going one-on-one with this underrated tight end in Dallas Goedert.
Jahan Dotson.
Jahan Dotson out of nowhere. Johnny Wilson even got a target in the Super Bowl. Young man from Florida State. When you have that ability, and that's where the Niners at wide receiver, they got a Ayuk has to be back in the form that he was in last season. You hope so. Ricky Pearsall, he needs to continue to ascend, but you also need playmakers on the outside. You can't beat that Philadelphia Eagles team with Juwan Jennings as your number one wide receiver. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Darius Big Play Slay are too much. So I hear you. Yes, they need linemen. They need to shore up the trenches bad. Another interior defensive lineman, another edge rusher. I need exotic blitzes. I've been waiting to use that one. But offensive lineman, no doubt, to protect against the front four of the Philadelphia Eagles, who didn't even need to blitz on Super Bowl Sunday, but you also need playmakers to threaten that defense deep, to make them worry about something. I need their safeties playing too high, over the top. So I do, I'm with you, Spadoni. They still need another playmaker or two.
I wouldn't hate, again, I get it. How it ended with Devontae the last year is not a great look. He also played for two just historically dysfunctional franchises in the last two decades.
He chose to play for those two
teams.
I'm
going to say this real quick, though. A lot of people, me included, were drinking the Jets Kool-Aid. I thought the Jets were going to be really good this past year. It didn't happen. He went to the guy who made him a Hall of Famer. Let's keep it above.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers made Devontae Adams a Hall of Famer.
He went to the Raiders willingly.
He did, but that was to play Derek Carr, and they paid him a lot of money because the Packers weren't going to do that.
Listen to the sentence you just said. He went to play with Derek Carr.
Let's not act like he was a first-team All-Pro in his first year with Derek, though.
But no, he
was a first-team All-Pro with the Raiders.
But he chose to play with the Raiders. It's such a good point. You left one of the iconic franchises in all of sports.
But the Packers,
to choose to play for the Las Vegas
Raiders. But the Packers
Vegas
didn't
Raiders.
Do anything that year either. Like, the Packers didn't make the playoffs.
Well, that's
so
fine.
Let's keep it above that.
They're one of the best-run organizations in sports. They're very similar to, like, the Cardinals. They churn out players yearly. They're always in the playoffs. You went, like, the Raiders are one of the worst run franchises in sports over the last 20 years.
I get it. It was the head coach didn't work. He had a great season with them, though. So I'm not here to say
that
first season,
entirely true.
He thought he was going to be with Derek, who did feed him, and he did put up
what we've
again,
learned about
all
football is that the organization truly matters. The reason why the Eagles are the Eagles is because of the front office, the organization, the stability, the ownership. Bad owners lose.
Yeah,
they just do.
And think about that. He chose to play with Derek Carr. Derek Carr.
That was
is Derek Carr even a top 20 wide receiver? How many wide receivers? Chris Olave would pay to leave New Orleans right now to not play with Derek Carr.
Sure.
So he chose to do that. And by the way, with the way the receiver doc played out, who looked worse? Devontae Adams? And the way he was acting on the sideline, it was a lot of me, I. Well, and then he forced his way. Think about the decision.
Jimmy was the one that came out bad from that.
But still, though, you go to the Raiders, you know they're a dysfunctional organization. Then you say, you know what? I want to go with Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, who may be worse than the Raiders at running their own organization. So, Devontae, look, it sounds good, but if I'm going to spend on a wide receiver – I guess T. Higgins would be an option, but I need to fill the trenches. He's always hurt too. He's always hurt with a hamstring.
I mean,
or
I like
foot.
The player. He's always hurt.
You never know. He's always on the injury report. So.
And now the big question is going to be Brock Purdy, right? What is he going to make? Tim Kawakami reporting he doesn't think it's going to be $60 million. It's going to be more level-headed. That's what he's saying. This, that, and the other. Where are you at, Bonte, as we're joined by Bonte Hill, NBC Sports Bay Area host of Warriors Pre and Post Game Live. We're going to get into the Dubs a little bit later into this segment, but Brock Purdy. Paying him, what's it going to cost? What's it going to look like? That has got to be the priority right now, because the last thing we need is another Brandon Ayuk situation, Nick Bosa situation, you know, Trent Williams. No drama. Get rid of Debo if you need to get rid of him. If you need to cut his ass, cut his ass. Just no drama this season. Nipping that in the bud early would be huge, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, but this is pro sports, man.
Well, there's an argument to be made.
This is pro sports. Not what I wanted to hear.
Seriously, what do you want me to say?
Well, there's an argument to be made that, like, cutting Debo to save the $20 million is actually a better team strategy than trading him, taking the $33 million cap hit, and getting a fourth-round, fifth-round pick back in return. And also, just like moving on from the drama.
Just remove the cloud. Because you got to go start trading camp fresh with everybody in camp. You don't want no holdouts. You don't want no drama.
I don't want lingering BS.
But you know what? These are the 49ers. And this is Kyle Shanahan. And Jet York and John Lynch. And they love being in the news. I do think, like, not John Lynch and Shanahan. I know they don't like being in the news that much. But Jet York, you don't think he's sitting back saying, boy, we're talked about a lot. Boy, we're a national headline. Super Bowl Sunday, boom, Debo Samuel from Adam Schefter. Like, damn, the Niners are back in the news. While the Eagles are getting ready for a Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs.
That part I probably wouldn't like, though.
My receiver, who I
gave a huge amount of money to, hasn't even come close to that
all
season.
I don't love it, but they do believe all press is good press. You know, so, but there will be drama. But just move on and you know what? It's been real, Debo. It sucks the way it ended. It really does. It does. It, not getting off the ball, not getting off the line of scrimmage, hurt, injured, whatever. I mean, it's no tact.
Well, it's interesting, right? So we're going to be saying goodbye to Debo Samuel, a disgruntled star, right? And we said hello to one just a week ago, and Jimmy Butler coming in here now. As we pivot back to the Warriors real quick, Bonte, like, are you surprised how seamless this has been with Jimmy early on here? I get it. They let one slip away against the Mavericks. That felt like a game where you probably should have won. Mike Dunleavy was on yesterday's Standing Goo. He said it felt like a playoff loss, just given everything that happened. Obviously, no AD. Gafford, who was it? Gafford's now going to be out for a month with an MCL.
Six weeks.
So they're going to be missing Anthony Nico Davis, Gafford, Lively. Oh, my God.
The three of us in this room, only one of us thought it was a good trade for Dallas on the night.
Bonte said, to his credit.
Anthony Davis played amazing for Dallas in that first game.
17 minutes.
And then it was like, he's out with a non-contact injury for a month. Who did not look at the medicals? who knows?
Well, now Mark Williams, the Lakers are like, actually, we don't want Mark Williams.
Come back.
Right. We want Dalton back.
And now the Hornets are trying to, like, buy him out or something. Do you see that?
Yeah,
they're trying to, like, just
that.
Cut him.
How about the Mavs winning two straight, though? Out of nowhere. Two straight.
No Clay Kyrie yesterday.
Wiggins just got there. He can't play.
Right.
They're like, he has a stomach virus. I'm like,
Miami flu. It affected him.
You know, the Jimmy Butler trade, you know, this is a conversation we were having for a couple weeks ago. And we always have this conversation around here. Who's going to be the team? No, not that. It's another
conversation
breakfast.
We're always having.
I don't partake in that conversation. It's a one-sided conversation.
Just nod.
You're right. You're
smile
right,
and wave,
right,
boys.
Right,
smile and
right,
wave.
You're right. But no, which franchise is going to take this region and be the head honcho? Who's going to be the leader here? And how about the Golden State Warriors? Because that Orlando game a couple weeks ago, fans were leaving out in the third quarter.
That might have been
awful.
One of the worst television products, and I've watched some bad ones.
It was, dude, fans were leaving in the third quarter of that basketball game, and I'm thinking,
did you hear what people were saying? They're like, I'd rather watch Austin Slater hit.
No, they weren't saying that. They're saying,
I don't get it.
They're saying, I gotta really wait an hour for the post game show to watch Mully and Company. Listen, no.
I'd rather watch Anthony Slater hit than Austin Slater.
I would rather watch Anthony Slater. But that move that the Warriors just made for Jimmy Butler has catapulted them back to the Bay Area charts here. Mm. Now everybody's talking Dubs. Everybody's talking Jimmy. The lady, Natalie at Lenardi's, who's always giving Baby Chez a sticker.
Quite
Bonte, Jimmy
best.
Butler. there's intrigue again with the Warriors, and right now they're at the top of the charts here in the Bay Area again. Joe Lacob Company did that with that big move. So we'll get into how seamless it is.
And we're going to do that on the other side, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. It's Bonte Hill in studio, NBC Sports Bay Area host of Warriors Pre- and Post Game Live. He's going to be joining us on the Morning Roast every single Friday at this time. We're rolling on Valentine's Day on a payday Friday here on 95.7 The Game.